every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Sultan of SWAT, I mean the Sultan of Safeties, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer on the Sultan's Dreyer Show. And here he is.
Fabulous.
Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer.
Oh, we're just into my new year as being Sultan of Safeties.
It's another year.
I got another 364 days, 5 days, whatever it is, to wear the Sultan brand, and I'm
this
so excited.
Something else. I'm Michael Horn, along with our producers. We have two producers on this show, not just one. Corey Marino, J.D. Jeremy Dayton. Welcome, gentlemen. Maybe you want to, you know, congratulate Fred again. Two safeties in one game. It's absolutely amazing, I'll tell you.
It's really nice. Splendid. I really appreciate you guys.
It's just a shame you got to wait till the end of the year to pop that champagne like the Dolphins do. When the last undefeated team loses, they can celebrate.
I've got so much to drink. It's just ridiculous.
I got to tell you, Fred, do you celebrate anything special? Do you go out and, like, knock people over if they look like they're in an end zone?
No, I do the opposite. I completely ignore people.
Is that what it is? You know, you were on Vince and Jackie Slater, Vince Ferragamo show, and they talked about it. You've told me about it. Other people have seen it. You have a keen eye of being able to size people up, and it includes football. You could look and maybe read lips, but also That's look what... at the time that the quarterback had the huddle going. If the quarterback was in there talking longer, you knew it was a pass. If it was shorter, it was a run. You brought a lot of knowledge to the game, Fred. I think you should be talking to some of these Yahoo quarterbacks we have now that don't know what the hell's going on in the game.
Well, it's not so much quarterbacks as it is linemen, because they're too close to the ball to really get an overall perspective. They have to go by what the defense is and how it's called. It's a life's journey, Mike. That's what it is.
It's a life's journey.
Yeah.
All right, we're in session now. When we come back, we're going to take a trip down memory lane with our very own Fred Dreyer on Fred Dreyer Day. Two safeties in one game. Don't go away. Precious metals, gold and silver, are in early stage bull markets. This, of course, is no surprise to former senior bank executive and number one best-selling author John Truman Wolf, who called these moves months ago. And no surprise either to readers of his widely heralded newsletter, StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com, where subscribers that have followed Wolf's recommendations have profited handsomely. Wolf's subscribers have also been enlightened with his ongoing crypto recommendations, as well as key equities, which have also soared. Calling the right investments is one skill. Knowing when to take profits and enjoy winnings is another. John Truman Wolf does both. Take advantage of the summer discount sale, where prices have been reduced from $249 to just $99 per year. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com. Subscribe today. Don't miss these bull markets. StrategicFinancialIntelligence.com.
Hi, everyone. Super Bowl champ Vernon Davis here from Legal Help Center. If you've been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, listen up, because we have legal professionals standing by right now to answer your questions for free. You can find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. The call is free. The consultation is free. And you can speak with a live agent right now. So if you or someone you know were injured in an accident of any kind, call now to find out if you have a case and how much you could potentially get.
Thanks, Vernon. You heard it, folks. If you've been injured, call and find out how much you qualify for. Call 800-745-9090. That's 800-745-9090. 800-745-9090. Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Step into the world of Harmony Cheese, where Wisconsin's finest dairy traditions come to life. Our master cheesemakers have perfected the art of crafting exquisite cheeses using only the freshest, highest quality milk. Indulge in our signature Golden Age cheeses, a collection of handcrafted masterpieces that will tantalize your taste buds. Savor the tangy sweetness of cranberry and orange opera jelly, the rich, buttery smoothness of our aged Gloucester, or the bold, complex flavor of our Merlot cheddar. Harmony Cheese is more than just cheese. It's an experience. Every bite is a journey through the heart of Wisconsin, where passion and craftsmanship meet to create culinary delights. Visit our cheese shop in Athens or shop online at harmonycheese.com and discover a world of flavor that will leave you craving more. Visit our website at harmonycheese.com.
Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino and J.D. Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer, ladies and gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
On the Fred
welcome,
Dreyer show.
Welcome to the show.
Fred, you alluded to this, and I'm thinking, you know, your observation skills are very unique, and you could help out. I know Corey Marino, you're a big fan of the Denver Broncos, so
yes,
maybe
yes.
If Fred could share this with Bo Chapman Nix. Uh-oh, three names. You know, he could be an assassin.
I don't think so.
Lee Harvey Oswald. James, you know, got to be careful.
You've got to be real careful.
Yeah, careful. Lamar Jackson, Jeremy, you're a big Baltimore Raven fan. So you should talk to these guys about it. I think that's good coaching would be good observation. Well, you, Fred, you mentioned a lot of times when there was a TV timeout, you were looking at the opposing bench and everything and not in the stands and stuff. You were trying to get an edge in the game, weren't you?
Well, your environment feeds you if you're open to it. If you're not, then you sit there and look at the cheerleaders.
Let's bring on our NFL game day announcer and help this out a little bit. Ladies and gentlemen, Fred Dreyer.
Thank you
on
so
October
much.
21st, 1973, Los Angeles Rams defensive end Fred Dreyer etched his name into NFL history with a feat that has stood unmatched over half a century in a dominant 24-7 victory over Green Bay, the Packers. Dreyer achieved what no other player before or since has accomplished, recording two safeties in a single game. Dreyer's historic performance unfolded with precision, power, and perseverance. First, he brought down quarterback Scott Hunter in the end zone, earning 2 points for the Rams. Later in the same game, he repeated the extraordinary by sacking Jim Delgazzo, a possible assassin, in the end zone, securing his place as the only player in the league's rich history to have ever done so twice in one contest. This singular achievement is not merely a statistical anomaly. It represents the rare blend of athletic excellence, situational awareness, and relentless competitiveness that defines the NFL's most iconic defenders. Fred Dreyer's performance exemplifies the qualities that have shaped professional football's legendary resilience, discipline, and a mastery of the game's most demanding moments. Fred Dreyer's moment in history.
I'm getting wet.
Oh, wow.
I said, guy's going to have to drink
Jeremy?
That was well done, Mike.
Now, so let's get back to this, Fred. What was, first off, I take umbrage with that guy that was announcing there, because it says later in the game. Later in the freaking game, it was in the same quarter. In the fourth quarter, you did this. In the same quarter, two different quarterbacks. That record will never be broken, Fred.
Uh-oh, what did we do?
Yeah, what did you just
now
do,
now what did we do?
What did you just do?
The bin's gone.
This that's weekend.
A, that's a legitimate question, Mike. I think over the weekend you ought to go to the Hall of Records here downtown to the NFL.
You think so?
Yeah, to the quarterback section and do some perusing.
I'm telling you, it's fourth quarter. Two sacks in that same game. It's something else, Fred. This is a pretty good thing here. What was going through your mind? You're out there on the field. Did you sense that you had a shot here? What was going on?
Nothing. You just react. That's it.
That's it, really?
That's it. Yeah, well, no, I'm come off the sideline and say, I'll be right back after I get these two safety.
Yes, exactly. Exactly. I want some kind of knowledge there. I mean, come on. You had the observation. You obviously knew you could get them.
Yeah, but that's not the point. Your point is that you're going after the quarterback on every play.
Yeah.
And you don't know if he's going to be running away from you, or he's going to run to you, or he's going to throw the ball, or he's going to run it, or you never can tell what'll happen. I know a guy, Jack Youngblood, just told me one day, we were playing, I think it was Cleveland, in Cleveland, at the old mausoleum there, and he was rushing the passer, and the quarterback just turned to him and threw the ball right into his face mask.
Keen awareness of the game.
I said, God, man, to ask him to do that for me.
I'm telling you.
So during the replay of it, Fred, they're in the first sack, you get up and you spank, double hand spank.
Yes, that's something we had to do.
Did you say it? Why'd you do that? Did you say anything to him?
So I said, get up.
You must have knocked him a little silly. They took him out of the game and brought in Del Gazo.
Bruised Botox.
Is that what it was?
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. Yeah.
I'm telling you.
If that was Pedro Martinez, he would have said what?
He was my daddy.
There you go.
That I'm
was
telling
a clean
you.
Set up in.
And Del Gazo, man, he didn't know what hit him in the same quarter. Come on, same play there. 24-7 the game. He was desperate to get out of the end zone, so you got him out of there.
Well, he was very passive laying there. I felt sorry for him. Look at him down there.
That's it.
You said you were looking at the cheerleaders. Did they give you any extra motivation in that
this
game
was
or
before.
Others?
I was looking at cheerleaders before this happened, and you can see in this one. I don't know.
Do we have the photos up there? Do we have them over there?
I don't have the cheerleaders, but I have him.
Here's that's Scott Hunter.
And okay. Then the other one was a little too fuzzy.
And the other one.
So is Del Gazo to get a hit.
Oh, yeah, you can see the cheerleaders fuzzy. Back there.
Oh, you got some cheerleaders.
I think he thought I was going to hit him. I don't know why.
I don't know why.
But then we have one here. Do you have the other photo?
No, that one was a little too fuzzy for us to put
bad.
Up.
This is the one, Jack. You had Youngblood running over to me laughing. And
Jack had a camera with him?
Yeah, he took the picture? He had an Instamatic. He
That's
was actually
what I thought. Kodak Brownie. That's good stuff. I'm telling you. It's a moment in history, I will say that. If you take it out, please. More than 50 years later, no other player has replicated Dreyer's record. His achievement continues to stand as a symbol of defensive dominance and remains a hallmark of Los Angeles Rams' storied history. Forever onward, Fred Dreyer, known now as the Sultan of Safeties.
Very good, Mike.
That was nice.
Send that to the Hall of Fame and see if that doesn't get you in there. Come on, you should be in the Hall of Fame, right, guys?
Oh, yeah. We sent a letter.
Yeah, Corey already sent a letter in.
See if we can get. We have to get. They have to have something like that. Do you have any game worn things?
Game worn.
He's got his socks.
Yeah,
I've got a uniform.
Underwear.
Yeah,
he's got a uniform, right?
Yeah, I have a uniform.
Yeah.
Yeah, but do you want to send the whole uniform?
I don't know.
Were you wearing gloves in that picture? Do you wear gloves?
No, I don't wear gloves.
No.
I want to get right down to it in case you know I have to get in there and pick his pocket for some reason.
That's like, what do we have here now? So 73, 83, 93, 2003, 2020. Boy, 52 years later here, right? That this has happened. This
seemed, I'm going to go by your math. It was 73.
Am I right?
It was 73.
83, 93, 2003, 13, 23, 24, 25. Yeah. 52 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was loads of fun, and there it is.
Yeah, and then on the break we were talking about, I thought it was just fascinating that this feat, this crazy thing that will never happen again, and the name Hunter was involved, and
yes.
later in your
oh,
life
yeah,
you
right.
ended up, that was another part yeah. of your life.
Yeah, Hunter was laying there for me to slap, and then the other thing was after I left football, I got a TV show
yeah.
where I... had to play the character Hunter.
Later on, Fred Dreyer became a star on television using the name Hunter to remind everyone of the first quarterback he knocked down on this fateful day in NFL history. We salute you, Fred Dreyer.
Well, thanks so much. Now, turn the page so when we come back from break,
we can talk some sports.
We can talk some real, real interesting things.
That's
sports.
Good.
Yeah,
and
that's
stuff.
That's perfect.
Post note: Jim Delgazzo never became an assassin. Okay, thank you very much, sir. It's three names. I'm telling you, I don't care if it is Delgazzo. It's like Lee Harvey Oswald. You got it. You got the
idea. Well, you can call him Del.
Yes, he should have just been. He lost the Gazzo. That's what he happened
dropped
after
the gazo.
He dropped the gazo and came in and put him in a hazo. All right, we're going to take a break, come back with more. Big day here on the Fred Dreyer Show. We'll be back.
Thank you.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both, airline and hotel, with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn, along with Corey Marino, J.D. Jeremy Dayton, and the star of our show, Fred Dreyer. I want to remind you, you can listen to our podcast right after this show, by the way. All you got to do is go to any podcast platform, Spotify, whatever it is, and search the Fred Dreyer Show. Or on your smartphone, just dial #250, #250, hit send. When the call is answered, say, find my podcast. They'll say which one. You say, the Fred Dreyer Show. You can follow Fred on Facebook at The Real Fred Dreyer. You can follow Fred on X at Fred_Dreyer, and email Fred with any questions you might have, freddreyer@crntalk.com. We do this show on radio stations around the country. Click on Fred's face on the homepage at crntalk.com. Find out what station's carrying it in your area, and we also carry it on crntalk.com, our flagship in Los Angeles, 790 KABC, Saturdays at 6 p.m. on XM Channel 203, Saturdays at 3 p.m. Eastern, and on XM Sirius, the app 967, and XM Channel 203 for you there. So that's good. And when we do the show, you can go and get on our chat room on Facebook Live, and if there's any questions or comments, get them in here to us, and Corey will shout them out. Yeah. So the World Series, do we have any?
We don't have really any questions, but everybody's saying hi. We got Rachel, Joan, G. Shelley, Beverly, Megan, Martin, Cattleman. It's most of the same awesome. What they call themselves? The Hunter Harem?
The Fearsome Forum.
I don't think it was the Fearsome Foursome.
The Fearsome Forum.
And then Martine Bailey. And then Jenny Wilcox Chase sent the poster that I posted. And then Rachel Legowski also. They all say hi and hope we're doing well.
That Jenny's got a lot of questions, everything, and she enjoys my picture as James Bond, so it should be good. So, Fred and J.D. and Corey, a World Series is underway, and I kind of wanted the Dodgers to face Seattle because Seattle's never been in the World Series, but the better team won, obviously, won more games than Seattle in the American League playoff series, so it's Toronto against the Dodgers. Fred, this is truly a World Series. It's two competing countries going at it against each other.
Well, they got a long way to go to make it more than that. I mean,
but we'll take it for now.
125 countries that want a part of that.
Let me ask you this question, Fred. Football, they used to have the Canadian Football League. Why aren't there any NFL franchises in Canada, for gosh sakes? They're playing these games all over. You would think some team that maybe doesn't draw would move to Montreal or something.
Well, they talk about Montreal and
Toronto,
Vancouver all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's too close.
Is the CFL still there?
No, once Vince Ferragamo left, they closed the league down.
You would also have to change the name of the National Football League.
Oh, very good point, Corey. You always go for these.
But they're playing all over the world.
Yeah, but they're all based in one nation, I guess.
Yeah. But, I mean, they call it the Major League Baseball.
But that's major. But that's,
yeah, I guess that's true.
All right, so let's talk about this World Series here a little bit. Excuse me, the Dodgers against the Blue Jays. Dodgers seeking their first repeat title since 2000. The Blue Jays aim for their first since 1993. I don't know about the Dodgers. They're seeking it? Is that when they won it? Was 2000?
No, it's the first repeat in general.
In general.
25 years. The Yankees did it.
Yeah.
Yeah, in the 90s.
I think they did it 3 years in a row.
So give us a little background, if you could, please, here, and we can talk and have Fred and the rest of the gang do it. Corey, talk about the Dodgers and how they got to the World Series.
Yeah, so both series they went, and they went away, and they were the away team first and won two games in the opposing ballparks, and it was all based on starting pitching. Yamamoto, Glasnow, Otani, Snell, they all just dominated – with and in this last series, they got 35 strikeouts with two earned runs in 28 and a half innings, which is
that's dominant.
That's crazy.
It's insane.
Is. Still can't believe Ohtani.
Mr. Domination.
And they went by beating the second team in the NL with the Phillies, and then they beat the Brewers, and they not even beat them; they swept them, which was awesome to see. And then Ohtani had what people are calling maybe the greatest game. Maybe definitely the greatest playoff game, but maybe the greatest game ever.
Talk about that in a second. What about the Blue Jays?
And the Blue Jays were the number one seed in the AL, and they survived by a little assist from the cheating George Springer.
I was going to bring that up. How do you feel about that, Mike?
I saw someone on the internet, and they're like, people still care about that?
What is it? Is Mike doing something?
Somebody is pounding on a trash can again. That's how George Springer
that made the desk shake in the studio.
Yeah,
that's good. Well,
curveball's coming.
Let's get you.
Curveball. Get ready.
It's the 31st is coming up.
And so yeah, the Blue Jays have home field advantage. So nothing that the Dodgers aren't used to, and it's going to be some big names like Vlad Guerrero Jr. and cheating George Springer and some other players on their teams. And they have some decent pitching. It's just not to the caliber that the Dodgers have. So
all the Dodgers have to do is maintain pitching excellence, and they should sweep them.
Let's go look at the position matchups. At catcher, Will Smith for the Dodgers, who's been injured but is playing now, against Alejandro Kirk for Toronto. I don't know that much about Alejandro Kirk, but I would probably give the edge to Will Smith, Corey. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I agree. Alejandro has a little bit of random home run ability, but it's nothing to be quite scared about.
At first base, Freddie Freeman on the Dodgers against Vladimir Guerrero Jr. A lot of people, including I, think this could be your strongest player on Toronto, Vladimir Guerrero Jr. and Freddie Freeman, also the Dodgers. This is a hot position here. Fred, your thoughts there?
Well, it is. The Blue Jays are a good team, the best in the American League, certainly, but I don't know. You know, I have a tough time taking Toronto that serious to where they could challenge him in seven games.
Yeah, it's interesting. Second base, the Dodgers probably playing Tommy Edman, and Toronto separating time with Isaiah Kinnear, Falefa, and Bo Bichette. JD, Jeremy Dayton, what do you think there? As well as Kinnear Falefa, I think I don't believe he's an assassin.
Yeah, I'm not the one to ask about these things. I mean, I don't think we should underestimate the Blue Jays. I'll say that.
No,
anytime
not
you come
at all.
Out of the AL East, they've shown a lot of heart, especially after going down 2-0 to Milwaukee, losing their first two at home, to come back and win that in seven the way they did. They're playing with a lot of confidence and maybe even house money.
That's what I said about Philadelphia.
Yep.
I thought if anybody was going to beat him, it's going to be Philadelphia.
Yeah.
And it weren't close.
Fans are noisy in Toronto too, and they got the home field advantage. At shortstop, Mookie Betts against Andrés Giménez. Your thoughts on that one, Fred? Corey?
Mookie, you can't go wrong with Mookie. I think he's going to win a gold glove at a different position, which is phenomenal, and he's been playing pretty well in the playoffs. So Andrés Giménez is good. He hits some here and there, but not much close.
Third base, Max Muncy against Ernie Clement. That guy, Ernie Clement, is hitting .542 in the postseason, Fred. He's really turned it on.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, these are legitimate numbers, but again, I haven't seen, you know, they didn't we kind of do a smaller version of this when the Dodgers played Toronto here at toward the end of the season. They swept them, if I recall.
The Dodgers, I think, did they sweep
them? I think they won two out of three.
Was it two out of three?
It was two out of three, and it was just after they got swept by the Angels, which was...
Oh, that, yeah.
It's crazy.
Come on.
It's going to come down to clutch hitting, really. Yep. And Toronto has a lot of confidence, but you look up and down this Dodgers roster, and there's a lot of clutch clutch hitting. I mean, Freeman, Kike,
a lot of ground
Teoscar.
Balls. Yeah. A lot of ground balls.
So Kike Hernandez seems to turn it on in October, playing left field for the Dodgers. But then this guy, Lucas Schneider, for Toronto, is that two different guys that are out there? Or is that the
same?
Yeah,
I think they just platoon it based on what pitcher arm you have out there.
Left or right. Andy Pages in center field against Dalton Varsho. And Varsho's got it's a gold glover out there in center field. He's made some great catches. So that's going to be interesting to watch. Thoughts on that, Fred?
Yeah. I don't see a lot of these guys during the year.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for them coming here to play a three-game series, or was it a four-game series, with Toronto, I wouldn't know any of these guys.
Teoscar Hernandez in right field against Toronto's Addison Barger.
Yeah. Teoscar's going back because he played for the Blue Jays for a couple of years before he came here.
So what do you think? You think he knows some of their methods and can?
I think he's been gone too long, and they'll probably change a bunch.
And then DH, probably the most interesting matchup, Shohei Ohtani on the Dodgers, George Springer, who's been pouring it on for Toronto.
Well, you got to pitch George Springer down and in. And the Dodgers have been very successful here these last 2 months, pitching to their weaknesses and getting them to hit ground balls and pop-ups. They haven't been able to put anything together. And I don't see anything in the opposing lineup here to think that it's going to change.
Yeah, it's just how you see the ball, how the pitcher is that day.
Yeah.
So it's baseball, for God's sakes. When we come back, we'll look at the pitching rotations and matchups in the bullpen. This is the Fred Dreyer Show. Get us get on the line there and give us a shout out there on Facebook Live. Email Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. Fred Dreyer, Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll read them on the air and get it out to you. We'll be right back.
Kohl's lowest prices of the season are here, and they're so good. You're going to wish you had enough hands for a second cart. Save on cozy tees for women, comfy jeans for boys, refreshed essentials for your home, and so much more. Because when prices are this low, self-control is overrated. Shop Kohl's lowest prices of the season and stock up now. Select styles. Offer ends October 26th. Some exclusions apply. See store or kohls.com for details.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
With hurricanes, wildfires, and severe storms threatening communities, preparedness is essential. In a crisis, Connection helps hold communities together. Year-round, T-Mobile works to keep people connected, reinforcing sites, adding backup power, and using smart tech and AI to reroute traffic and even tilt antennas in real time to spread coverage when a site is affected. If cell towers go down, T-Satellite with Starlink lets compatible phones send and receive texts, even to 911, in most places as long as you can see the sky. And emergency alerts can still reach most phones. You don't even need to be a customer. On the ground, teams deploy with mobile cell sites to restore service, while community support vehicles offer free Wi-Fi and device charging for anyone who needs it. This National Preparedness Month, enable wireless emergency alerts, set up Wi-Fi calling, and save local emergency numbers. For more information, visit T-Mobile.com. Sponsored by T-Mobile.
Are you a fan of paranormal radio? Bigfoot, UFOs, ghosts, hauntings, cryptids, true crime? After Dark Radio with Brian Alvarez airs live on Sports Byline every Wednesday at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 Eastern, talking all manner of the strange and unusual. From the latest news of the weird to interviews with the top names in the field, After Dark is your source for paranormal radio. Check it out, 2 Pacific, 5 Eastern, every Wednesday, live on Sports Byline USA.
Getting together with friends to watch the game? Then you'll need American Premium Vodka. Handcrafted and pure, this is the one thing all Americans can agree on. Founder Mark Gus Scott chose the finest natural elements America has to offer, and you'll taste how great it is to be an American. Now available at BevMo, GoPuff, Hy-Vee, and Fairway stores. American Premium Vodka. This is the America we need right now. Go to AmericanPremiumVodka.com. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back to the Fred Dreyer Show. I'm Michael Horn with Corey Marino, Jeremy Dayton, and the one and only Fred Dreyer at the helm. So, Fred, let's look at the pitching matchup. Starting rotation for the Dodgers, Yamamoto, Snell, Glasnow, Otani, and they've had some pretty good October dominance here. Corey, who do we have for the Blue Jays?
I don't know where my paper is.
Gossman, Yesavage, Bieber, Scherzer, steady, but maybe less overpowering. Your thoughts, Fred?
Yeah, I think that's probably true. Remember, pitching is owning the corners and the dominance of where you want to, how do you want to pitch the opposing hitters, and the Dodgers have tremendous. Discipline in their pitching staff, their starting staff.
Yeah. Their bullpen, the Dodgers have Sasaki, Trinan, Vesia, others that we don't have here. Blue Jays, Hoffman, Varlin, Dominguez, Fluharty, a heavy workload. They've been reliable in their bullpen. Obviously, I give the edge of the bullpen possibly to the Blue Jays. If Sasaki is strong, then maybe the Dodgers get that that advantage. Fred?
Well, again, you have to really keep an eye on who's going to be the designated coach that's going to tackle Dave when he
Dave Roberts
he runs out to change pitchers.
This guy, don't let him do it. Fifth World Series as a skipper, Fred, for Dave Roberts. He does have some, so he's a good expert tactician there. He can do some things. John Schneider, Toronto's manager, first postseason success, strong motivator. They say he has inconsistent decisions. We'll see if that's true or that's not. So, you know, in the Dodger playoff quotes, Dave Roberts on becoming the first manager in the modern era to win five National League pennants. He says, yeah, I have a hard time wrapping my head around that one. I just kind of try to do my job the best I can and do it for the game, for the players, for our fans. And all the sort of accrues. But, yeah, I love our game. I love the Dodgers. And I'm going to keep trying to do the best for this organization and this city. So
yeah, he will. He'll be all right. And they've got good bench coaches, and they have they're deep in veteran players at each position, and they do a very good job. The Dodgers do in communicating with one another.
Now, this Corey, you talked about this. A National League Championship Series Game 4 performance by the Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani delivering a very dominant playoff performance. They say possibly the greatest in Major League Baseball history. 6 shutout innings, 10 strikeouts, 3 home runs. The Dodgers won 5-1 in the NLCS Game 4 win over the Brewers that clinched the World Series berth. Now, I saw Kirk Gibson come up on a Dodger team in the 1988 World Series that did not look anywhere as strong as the Oakland A's, and he hit that home run that brought the Dodger team off the floor, and the Dodgers turned around and won that World Series. So what do we think? Was this the best game, possibly the most dominant playoff performance in Major League Baseball history, Fred?
Well, it could be. I mean, I look at these things as one-offs because they're very, very rare. And I think that the Dodgers have the type of power explosion offense, any time they can rattle off four or five runs, and they can hit home runs, they can do a lot of things, and they hit good pitching pretty well.
And Ohtani in this one, as far as his performance, the first player ever to both hit three home runs, as he's a pitcher, by the way, and strike out 10 batters in the same game. That one I don't think will ever be broken. Your guys' thoughts?
Well, certainly the biggest, most historic game I've ever witnessed in my lifetime.
Yeah,
I
mean, Corey?
Yeah, there was that when he got the 50-50 game last year, he had like two steals, three home runs, 10 RBIs, but he didn't pitch in that game. And it's just a whole different story when you can go out there and not only pitch, just strike out 10 people and go and just dominate and let up no runs. And I think it was phenomenal. And one of his home runs hit the top of the little lid over there on outfield. If you combine all three of his home runs, they went 1,300 feet.
That's insane.
Yeah, now Corey probably goes to more games than the rest of us. Fred, you go to a lot of games. Were you sitting out there in the bleachers?
I don't go to any.
Did the ball kind of bounce into that guy's lap over there so he can get millions of dollars for that last home run of Shohei Ohtani?
Well, that pitch, did they say that they returned it?
No, he's still got the ball, doesn't he, Corey?
I think he's waiting out to get some more money.
He's going to get a lot of money, especially if they win the World Series. I'd sit on that thing until I had blisters.
Just to jump in here real fast, I was listening to you guys in the hall. This is
on a second. Let me introduce our third producer, ladies and gentlemen, our operations director, Mike Gary. Yes, Mike.
I had to pop in here because I'm hearing some hot takes about this being the greatest game played in baseball history. And I understand it's got the playoff provenance, but Dodger, I think personally, take the playoff stuff out of the equation, had the better game. Mr. Sean Green went 6-for-6, four home runs, 10 RBIs, and like 30 total bases.
But did he strike out 10 and pitch six innings?
I've been hoisted on my own petard. You win.
That's a trap question.
That was an amazing game. I remember that.
Sean Green was one of my favorites when I went to the early when I was a little lad going. I was always watching Sean. He was the best.
If we're talking fantasy, that's definitely Sean Green, because you can't get both sides of the stat. You can't get pitching and hitting stats in fantasy.
I'll tell you, we broadcast from Hollywood, California, but we have our producer, Jeremy Dayton, he's from the East Coast, so he brings in the East Coast perspective, and Corey's a big Denver guy, so it's good stuff over there.
I do want to bring up one thing, because you went through Dave Roberts' quotes, but Max Muncy said something I found interesting. He said when they arrived at spring training, they agreed they need to win. It wasn't that they wanted to, but that they need to, because that's how good they were. So if they have that mentality that they absolutely should win because of all the talent, could pressure start to mount? In the break, we were talking about games one and two are so important, because if Toronto can somehow find a way to win to put that pressure, that impetus back on the Dodgers, that's when it'll really be a test of nerves.
So you think Max shouldn't have said that?
Oh no, I think they do believe that, but when you do believe that and you're behind the eight ball, they got so many clutch guys that have been there and done it recently, so I don't think it'll be an issue, but that's why I love to watch the game, because when they're in those high-pressure moments, that's when you really see what a team's made of.
How do you, Fred, calm down a team like that that may say something and then all of a sudden everybody gets amped up and is over-swinging the ball and that sort of thing?
Well, those teams, championship teams don't do that. You know, I mean, this is the last four games that are needed to become world champion. I doubt very much if preceding behavior, fear, intimidation, and all of those things are going to play into it.
I'll tell you, so to close this out on Ohtani, the first leadoff hit home run by a pitcher in Major League Baseball history, the first postseason multi-home run game by a pitcher, the first game in Major League Baseball history with three home runs and 10 strikeouts, the first player with two 116-plus mile-per-hour home runs in the game under StatCast, which started in 2015, and the first player with two career games with two-plus home runs and 10-plus strikeouts. That's a pretty good feat.
Well, does that if you read that off, does that predict that the Dodgers are going to have a tough time, scoring when they need to score. If the Dodgers do not win, it'll go seven games. I think it'll go five to, it'll probably go four to five. They could sweep them. They could, but I'll just say they'll go five games. And then to cover it myself, I'll say, okay, there'll be six games. But it'll be convincing how they do it. And it's really a good matchup, actually, when you look at both teams.
That's one of the beautiful things about baseball. The better team usually does win because you got four out of seven, and you can overcome mistakes. Unlike football, where team can get hot, make a couple plays, a couple fluky calls, and the better team can get totally annihilated on any given Sunday.
And Deion Sanders, quote, he hopes that the Shohei Ohtani performance opens the door for more two-way Major League Baseball stars. Fred Dreyer, your thoughts on that?
Talent dictates. You're not going to legislate that.
Yeah. Right.
Shohei's just not growing on trees out there.
Let's now, the Giants have made some moves here today. Buster Posey, their general manager, a historic hire. The Giants are hiring college coach, Tennessee coach Tony Vitello. They're finalizing a deal for Vitello to become manager of the San Francisco Giants. The first time a Major League Baseball team has hired a manager directly from college without pro coaching experience. I can't believe that this hasn't been done before. What do you think, Fred?
It's. I said this before. Ownership is ownership. These guys who own these teams, these franchises, there's 32 of them, 30 of them.
Yep.
And, they get what they want. And if they want to go outside the fraternity of Major League managing, they're going to do it. Now, why hasn't it been done before? Probably because nobody has requested it. Now you get a team that's responded nicely to college coaches, and they just say, you know what, we're going to hire one. We think we have, the origin of that for Buster Posey with the Giants is he sees something and has seen something in his career in the Giant locker room. Perhaps that's missing. Perhaps that is something that is a key to what he thinks could be a turning of the key, so to speak, where the Giants will be forced to change behavior.
So you don't think, obviously he's out of the picture now, Bruce Bochy, who kind of was through with the Texas Rangers, might have come back to the Giants, but Buster Posey obviously went with, kind of like the Sean McVay look, a younger coach. I don't know how old this guy is. Do we know Tony Vitello's age, Corey?
I think he's in his 40s. I'll take a look, though.
Was he in Tennessee?
Yeah, he was at Tennessee.
And Vitello chose the Giants over staying at Tennessee. He led the Tennessee Volts to the 2024 College World Series title. He's going to replace, if he accepts this job now and they work it out, Bob Melvin, who was fired September 29th after an 81-81 season and a fourth straight year without playoffs. So the Giants want to get back in it.
Yeah, he's 47, and I think they did because what Fred was saying, he saw something in his team, he saw something in Vitello. He's known as a program builder, so I think they wants to wipe a clean slate with these Giants and build a winner from bottom up.
Fred, why haven't they ever hired from college in 30 seconds? What do you think?
Well, just like I say, there hasn't been anybody to think about it. Everybody who gets hired as a manager is worried about their own job, not at all. Hey, I know a guy that could replace me. Why don't you hire him? He's at USC.
We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Fred Dreyer Show.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money, and you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Michael Horn, Corey Marino, J.D., Jeremy Dayton, the one and only Fred Dreyer. Time for speed handicapping. This week's football games. Fred Dreyer, Miami Dolphins at the Atlanta Falcons. Who do you like?
It's hard to go with Miami there.
Yeah,
I like Miami's Atlanta.
Miami's looking bad. Who do you want, Fred, Atlanta or Miami? Dolphins or Falcons?
Oh, Falcons.
Yeah.
Chicago Bears at Baltimore. JD.
Caw, caw.
I mean, I can't, you know.
Corey.
The Ravens.
I like the Bears. Fred?
The Ravens and who?
The Bears.
Chicago.
Oh, Chicago.
Buffalo Bills at the Carolina Panthers. Corey.
The Bills.
Me too. Fred?
Yeah, Bills.
Yeah. Even though Panthers are playing good.
Yep. This is speed handicapping, guys. New York Jets at the Cincinnati Bengals.
Oh,
what do you think?
God.
That's a tough one.
That's a jinx if you vote on either one of them.
I know. I'm going to
Flacco.
Bengals.
Flacco.
Yeah, Flacco and the Bengals.
Yeah,
Flacco all the way.
And the
he used to play for the Jets, too.
Yeah.
San Francisco 49ers at Houston. I like the 49ers. Fred?
Well, let's see.
49ers at Houston.
At Houston?
Yeah.
I'll go 49ers, although that could be an upset.
JD?
Yeah, I mean, Houston lost Nico Collins, so all right, we'll say 49ers.
Yeah. Corey?
Yeah, 49ers as well.
Cleveland Browns at New England Patriots. I'm liking the Patriots here. Corey?
Yeah, the Patriots are on fire.
JD?
Browns.
Fred?
Yeah.
What? Patriots? Browns?
Patriots.
Okay.
New York Giants at the Eagles. I like the Eagles. Fred?
New York Giants at the Eagles.
Giants just beat them 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the Giants.
I'm going to go with the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles get them back at home, I think.
Yep.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans. I'll go Tampa Bay on this one, Fred.
Tampa Bay at New Orleans. I'm going Tampa.
Yeah, I don't think Baker's going to lose two in a row.
Cowboys at Denver. I go Denver. Corey.
It's going to be a great game, but I'm going to go Denver.
JD.
I'll go Denver.
Fred.
Denver.
Tennessee Titans at Indianapolis.
Colts.
I like Indianapolis.
Colts, yeah.
Colts, Fred.
Oh, yeah.
Green Bay at Pittsburgh. I like the Packers. What do you think, Corey?
I like the Steelers. Revenge game.
That scares me, but I'll say Packers.
Fred?
Yeah, Packers.
Finally, Monday night, Commanders at Kansas City. I like Kansas City. Fred?
Kansas City.
Yeah, Kansas City.
Mahomes it is.
Corey. All right. That's our show.
Go Ravens.
We'll see you next week and see how well we do.
That was some show. Thanks, everybody.
Hey, thank you very much.